you know,
she didn't try to light a cigarette off his tentacles.
I'm telling
it. Hold still, motherfucker. I want you to put your hands together.
There goes to the neighborhood.
And welcome to the stage. Big round of applause.
Well, it is.
It only goes up by one, but every time I act like
it is crazy to think about. It's this is number 41 of the Smokescreen Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Really quickly, I want to thank our newest Patreons, by the way, supporting the podcast because, you know, Vagisil, they're not consistent, man.
They are
not. They're back and forth. They're still kind of pissy about the whole I missed the 2 or 3 inch dropping the curveball thing. Anyway, thank you to our newest Patreons in the month of July. Thank you to Tina Bowen. Thank you to Bill for the upgrade. Thank you to Caesar, that salad. Really appreciate it, man. And thank you to Melissa Bowerman. Really appreciate the support.
Thank you so much,
that's how
guys.
We make this possible. You guys make this possible. Well, and we were trying to figure out exactly how to do this because we have somewhere we want to get to.
Yes, we do.
But I don't know exactly how to start it.
Yeah.
I guess is what I was going to say.
It's a guilty pleasure, like you said.
Yeah, we did the Guilty Pleasures podcast,
yeah.
and James has another one that he got me involved in, and it's just...
I had to have somebody to talk to about it.
Yes.
So I had to get you involved in it.
I completely get it. I understand that completely.
And you have no idea what kind of outlet you've become for me.
It's like when you see that movie or that show or that... video game or the trailer, you've got to share it.
Yeah,
it's that type of thing.
You got to.
And so, but it kind of revolves around, like you said, liars.
Yes.
Or at least in a lot of cases, heavy exaggeration.
Yeah.
Also goes back to our dream podcast, actually, where like you remember the memory, but not the actual event.
Yeah.
And so the next time you tell it, you exaggerate it.
Yeah.
But not really that, but it kind of touches on it, I guess.
Yeah. Especially with this person we're talking about.
Yes.
They make up memories.
Yes. I guess what we're trying to tread lightly is we don't want to make fun of anybody that may have mental disorders, but we're not thinking she does.
Right, right. She's functioning and...
Yeah, we know this person.
Yeah.
Well. And so, I don't know, you gave a couple examples back in school days and stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, who else have I encountered in my life that, you know, just really lied a lot? And I remember being in elementary school and my buddy Joe, he had me convinced he had a helicopter at his house.
Right.
And it's like,
well,
like I was telling you, because I was poor, I thought, well, maybe people do have helicopters.
Yeah, right. So I get that.
I would almost obsess over it at night thinking, man, he's lucky. And I'd go back to school the next day and say, hey, man, what color is your helicopter?
And you were, because you kind of thought he might be.
Yes.
But then you were quizzing him to see how quick he would answer.
Yeah. Because, you know, remember Magnum PI?
Oh, yes.
And they
absolutely
had that cool helicopter, little tiny one. And
you cannot forget Magnum PI and the Ferrari. I mean,
right.
Everybody wanted a Ferrari, and just like Knight Rider, you want a kit with the fucking little light.
Yep.
Going back and forth.
And I think that's what he was kind of going with, was that kind of cool Miami, Magnum PI helicopter.
Well, Miami Vice, another good example, of course.
Yeah.
You know?
And so... You know, finally you start realizing, hold on a second, you know, this guy, he's got patches on his knees like I do, and,
right,
you know, he's just making this up. And I also had, like, cousins that would just lie, like crazy, make up far-fetched shit. Like, my cousin, you know, he lived in Florida, and when he would come up and we would hang out, I remember we went to this... car show in Charlotte, the old Coliseum, and we were taking a break sitting on this golf cart, and my dad was talking to him and asking him about how school was, and he was saying he hated his teacher, and
right,
she got on to him and he pulled out a sword and stabbed her. And I would be like, damn, Florida's crazy. And then my dad would, you know, pull me aside because he could see that in my eyes.
Your eyes got big.
Yeah. Later, he'd, on the ride home, be like, you know, he didn't really have a sword, right?
Right. No. So a bit gullible.
Yeah.
But I mean, it depends on the age, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm talking like 5, 6. Yeah.
Yeah. Gullible kid.
And and you just don't think. And the way my brain works, nobody would make that up.
Yes, right, exactly.
And so I would take everybody at face value.
And what it was in his mind, he flipped her off and his finger became a sword or some shit.
More than likely,
you know,
yep.
So exaggeration type yep. thing. Because what we're talking about, there's a little bit of, there's tad bits of truth that are twisted is what we'll get to,
yeah.
I think. Is, and so it's got to be like, this person knows what she's doing.
And yeah,
in some sense.
Chris and I, we worked with this person.
Yes.
At the same place we worked at, there was a guy there who did not believe in hygiene.
Oh.
He
Lord.
Could not speak.
He did have a speech. Like he mumbled. You couldn't understand him at all.
If you could learn to understand him, he could be funny.
Yeah. He was a good guy.
Right.
Yeah,
Great guy.
We're not trying to say make fun of it.
No.
We're just saying you got to set this. He's got to set this up.
Right. But he would always talk about these girlfriends he had.
Yes.
And just like you always see on TV or back in school, they got a hot girlfriend, but she's in another town.
Yes. Or Breakfast Club. Yeah. I've done a girl in Canada.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when Bender calls him out in front of Claire.
Yeah.
Claire. I just want to go watch The Breakfast Club now.
Yeah, I need to see it.
I was telling you, I have a good buddy, and he is a good buddy. He doesn't lie, so to speak, but the exaggeration is apparent in a lot of cases. And
right.
And when you talk to him, it's kind of like he doesn't remember or what he's told you before the first 47 times.
That's kind of a clue. Kind of tips you off.
It does.
Like,
is there something going on there? You know, I'm not going to get into his,
no.
you know, personal stuff and, you know, whatever. Because he is a very good guy and a good friend. But it's just that thing where sometimes I'm sitting there going,
yeah,
you know, rolling your eyes type thing because I've heard it. And then this time it got a little bigger. Or it changed in some drastic way. You know, it's just like, but don't you remember the first 47 times you told this? You know what I mean?
How could you not?
I don't.
Now.
So there's something, I don't know if there's something going on there that, you know, I don't want to make fun of people who have an issue.
No, I don't either.
But I don't think he does.
And, you know, I'll say that my kids do call me out sometimes and say, like, you've told me that.
I'm picturing
every time we've been in the car.
Yeah, I'm picturing Landon in Brooklyn.
It's Landon lately because it seems like every time we're in the car together, I'll think of some safety tip to give him
because he's learning to drive.
Yeah,
so, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, right. "You say that every time," and I'm like, "Do I?" I don't even remember.
Yeah, you know what? I remember, as a matter of fact, I remember calling my parents out on some stuff like that occasionally.
That's what it took me back to as well.
Yeah, like, you've already told me this, Mom. No, I haven't. Well, yeah. I'm telling you again.
Yep. That's yep. Exactly it's for your own good.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's kind of get into it. There's this girl.
Yes.
Okay. I've known her. Okay. I'm actually related to her. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
We're distant cousins, and I met her officially probably when I was in eighth grade, but I went to school with her brother since elementary school.
Right.
And we were in the exact same class, and we were in eighth grade. I was in eighth grade at like an algebra class, and I remember seeing this amazing hot woman come in to the room, and she went and talked to my teacher, and then she came over and talked to my buddy, and I'm just like staring at her going, wow, he has a hot aunt, you know?
Right.
And then I asked my other friend, I'm like, who was that talking to him? And he's like, that's his big sister. And I was like, oh, wow. She was already at the high school while we were in eighth grade. So there's like a 2 or 3 year difference in our ages. But,
and this is important, by the way, all the years and stuff come back to
exactly.
So you got to hear the setup.
And so I remember going to his house when we were young, and no joke, I'm not kidding at all when I say this girl was crazy, like wild, like,
you know,
like, just defiant, rebellious. Wow.
Yeah, she was one of, like, in our day in school, for, I mean, I'm sure most of our audience knows this, probably similar in school. You had, quote unquote, preps and hoods,
yeah.
I guess was the term, right?
Yep.
Which was the heavy metal guys with the jean jackets and Slayer on, you know, drawn in magic marker or Sharpie.
Yes.
And all, and the patches.
Yep.
So you had those kind of different classes.
Jocks,
then
you had jocks
over here. Yeah.
Nerds and preps. It's like pretty much,
yep.
You know, and we've talked on, I think, podcasts before, is how we could blend in.
Yeah,
bounce around.
Yeah, I was a huge mix of all of it, and I was proud of that, actually.
I was too. I really enjoyed being able to have friends
right.
from all those groups. But then you know there's people who kind of stay isolated
yes,
in that group.
Absolutely. And they don't know, even they grew up in the same town and went to the same school, they just don't know this person or group
yep.
over here, anybody, because they never ventured over there because they were different or odd or weird, whatever they thought. But there was, you know, the social class that was in the school is what we're saying. So she would have, what I was going to say, the whole point of that was, I guess she would have been in the mix of hood prep, I would imagine.
That's a good, yep.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I knew her a little bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would, and yeah, so she would fight. She would beat up anybody that
right
would mess with her or her brother. And, but like I said, she was just drop dead gorgeous.
Attitude and, with the 80s hair.
Yes.
And, but dressed in the prep class kind of sort, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And, so.
That just described the 80s right
later. I specifically being over there, just this is like a little tangent, and playing that damn Nintendo game, Larry Bird Magic Johnson. Do you remember that video game?
Yes.
Yeah, man. That's how long ago.
Oh, my Lord.
That
8-bit day. See, this is, I'm sorry, another tangent. This is why I don't understand why people today, because I stream on Twitch a lot. I don't understand why people want to go back and play 8-bit games. I don't understand it. Like Minecraft.
I know.
And all these new ones. Like, why do you want to go back to something we tried to escape from so bad?
You think the nostalgia in you makes you think you'd like to?
Yes, and you do for like a minute.
Remember those game consoles that were plug and play a couple years ago?
Yep.
They were selling out
HDMI
everywhere.
HDMI is little Nintendo NES.
Yeah.
Yep.
You think you want to play them till you play them
exactly
again.
Now you do, like, there's a couple things, like, I know we're getting off subject, but who cares?
Right.
Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, you'll play through that, but you're not going to play fucking the first Legend of Zelda again.
I know.
You're just not. It's just, I'm sorry. So
there's
anyway,
a rare breed that can.
Yes, there's some. Right. I guess. There's a place for classic games. But there's, come on, man. We were at kids going, because we went from the Atari or Pong to Atari to Nintendo. And oh my God. And then
what a jump
when a PlayStation came out or the Sega Dreamcast or whatever. Oh my God. I want to play movies, is the point.
That's where we always wanted to go there.
Yes. And we're close. Anyway. And, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just trying to time stamp it, and I knew you liked the bird. Magic Johnson thing. So when we'd be over there, she would scream and cuss her mom out. And
I don't
like,
doubt it.
Tell her mom to go to her room. And her mom would.
What in the hell?
Yeah.
And see, now this is really odd because we were talking about the Southern podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
In the South,
right.
That ain't something that's normal.
That's not normal.
Not for Southern parents. I mean, I don't know them except for her really well, from at least back in the day, but I never knew her mother. You know more about the whole backstory, but I just can't imagine anybody telling their mom anything like that and not getting smacked in the fucking face down here.
When you know how sometimes when you would be at a friend's house and they would get by with something, that you couldn't, and you would kind of go, man, that must be cool. This was so far over the edge, I was thinking, I wouldn't do that if I could do it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
If my life wasn't at risk, I still wouldn't do
There's a little insight when you hear the rest of this.
Yeah.
As to why she...
Now, her mom was a teacher, and she would come to our class in elementary school, and she'd bring this slideshow of all these trips through Europe that she went on.
Right.
And see, so my classmate and his big sister that we're talking about got to tag along on those school trips to Europe. That's a key point in it all is. This, okay?
So occasionally she got to go overseas as what, a 6-7-year-old.
Yeah, say maybe tops she was 10, 11, maybe at the most 12, and got to go on these fantastic trips. But her mom would bring the slides and show us, like, okay, here's Germany and these cool historic buildings and all, you know, cool stuff. It was boring as a the student sitting there watching it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This lady
telling
you.
I'm still trying to figure out how in the hell somebody from around here got to go to Europe on trips.
Yeah.
Well, I never did. I never heard of that except for
in
like.
In high school,
yeah. The band got to go everywhere.
Well, see, our French classes and stuff like that used to take Europe trips, but they don't stagger it like every other year.
That's true. So and I took Spanish and we never did shit.
And my buddy, you know, Kent, his mom was a French teacher.
Yes.
She retired as a French teacher at Concord. She,
oh God,
he got to go Concord. As a chaperone on all those freaking Europe trips.
Right. Like so Spider-Man Far From Home.
Send me pictures of Jim Morrison's grave and stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah.
But that's one of the benefits of having a mom that does that. See, but Kent never like tried to pass it off as he lived there.
Right.
So now you see where we're going with this stuff.
Yes.
All right. So fast forward a little bit. Chris and I, well, I know a little bit. I start working doing the funnel cakes I told you about.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Wouldn't you know, that's her family.
Yes. The people that you initially worked for.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I knew, like, by working for them so many years, I would hear, you know, their family history and stuff. And at no time did I hear any crazy wild stories about this person in particular. So now, fast forward, Chris and I are working together at this place, and she's there as a waitress.
Yes. And I was there, I think, we had transferred from another store.
Mm-hmm.
She's there as a waitress. Anyway, that's fine. That's
enough. We were free.
That's enough.
We were all just co-workers who got along. And, you know, during the slow times, we would all talk and everything. And at that time, she
was one of the girls that you're like, you know, she's pretty hot.
Yeah. And,
you know, I'm sorry, just saying.
And it's tough being considered that.
I'm not saying that to be just point out she's hot. There's a reason for that that's coming, too. She was the girl who knew people looked at her.
Yes.
That's what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. We have to preface everything.
And I also want to say that we all liked her. Like, I would consider her as good a friend as any of the other people that worked there. So you could tell she was a little odd, peculiar,
because
of some of her actions and the people she dated. and the stories we would hear about their conflicts on a daily basis.
Right.
And I think you've seen some conflicts between them. And
I had to deal with
him.
I had to fire somebody in relation to one of their issues. And they were not in the wrong in that situation. But yes.
I thought so.
Yes. There was another girl. They said this. It was he said, she said stuff, but it turns out the other girl was full of shit, and I had to fire her out, like, on the spot.
I thought so.
Because it was that bad. It was like, we're talking about people coming up, violence, that type of shit was about to happen. So it was, that didn't happen, for sure.
So we, okay, that's it. I mean, seriously, I knew the girl of her. We were never tight, hanging out. I knew her family. I am distant cousins to her. And I am an ex coworker of her. The only other thing I can add about her is my best friend at the time dated her for about a week when he and I shared a house. She came over. She saw my tattoo that I got.
This was new to me. That's right.
If y'all remember, Axl Rose had a brunette tattooed on his arm. Well, I wanted, I thought, I need to get a girl tattooed on my arm. Right. So I went to a daggum, when I was 18, I went to this tattoo shop, and I looked through the women's heads on the wall, and I said, I want that one. With a rose in her hair.
Yeah.
So he put that one in.
So
put
you're
a
the
rose
dude
who
went
hair.
And actually picked through the book.
Yeah.
Like flipping.
Just
like,
to get a daggum brunette.
Right.
I mean, that's how shallow I was. And I got this woman's head on my arm.
Excuse me.
And we'll say 5 years later, he dates her for like a week. I might be in the house with a shirt off or a tank top or something. And she tells him that tattoo is of her.
Oh.
And that the tattoo artist used her image without her consent.
Oh, Lord.
And then I happened to go pick her image out and put it on my arm. Okay, so I didn't think that she would make up stuff like that. So he would joke with me, you know,
right,
from time to time and say, you know, you got her tattoo on your arm. It's yes. So funny. And I mean, because it kind of resembled her. I mean, like, really?
You
slight. Ever so. Okay, they were both females.
Yeah. That's basically it. Females with dark hair.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Especially now.
Especially now. And especially back then when it's like, you know, tattoos weren't the most detailed. So it's like, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So. I mean,
but that leads to the bigger picture that ended up being, that was the beginnings problem.
That was,
now it makes you question everything when you hear some of this stuff, like you're questioning everything you ever knew about her.
So that was a pretty long setup and it was probably boring, but trust me, this is worth it. Right. All right.
So guilty pleasures.
Yes.
Is where we're going now.
She has had multiple Facebook accounts.
Yes.
And at one time, Chris and I were both friends with her on Facebook.
Yeah, when I used it, I mean, I was friends with everybody that I always kept up with, just like most people. And I was friends with her at some point. At some point that changed, I guess she defriended
people.
Because I don't use it anymore. He still does now. This is where I use it.
And I am not friends with her anymore. But luckily for me, everything is public.
Yeah, I don't think she knows security settings.
Right.
But anyway, yes, you still see everything.
So, when I stayed with Chris, I happened to be on Facebook one day, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you've got to read this and or listen to this. And I would read these things to him. And it almost became like a weekly thing where I would be like, I'd stand up in front of Chris, and I would read these things off word for word.
It became one of those, oh, shit, what this
what
time?
What now?
You know, because it...
so far-fetched, man.
Right.
And over the years, it's become such a guilty pleasure of mine, like an obsession, where, and like, every day at some point, I'm like, I got to check. See what she's posted now.
Right.
If she's posted anything. And
because the key is to this, I guess before we actually get into the actual content, is that besides the actual craziness that she was saying in this post, the first time you read something, it was, wait a minute. So I go look or whatever. There's no responses from anybody else. There's no likes from anybody else, but there's likes. And there's like, you know, now the emoji responses. So you got the little faces or the thumbs up.
Yeah.
They're all hers. She likes and reacts to her own things, and then the reply. When you hear this first conversation, like you're saying, you're like, "Oh, well, who? You got to read the replies,
right?
They're all her.
Yeah,
there's not a single person that replies.
No,
she replies to herself,
and you feel like she's holding court, like she knows there's a huge audience, so
and
she has to reply.
There was one exception, her mother.
Yeah.
Did reply on one thing, like this has been years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember. She said something like, you were only some age, right?
Yeah.
And then she cussed her out or yelled at her online. I guess she, all caps.
Yeah.
As I remember
correctly.
Like
she knows better than her mom knows. Because there was a picture of them as a little kid.
And then she says something outlandish, and like, then she tried to say, you were only like 10. I'm just making that. I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, don't forget when you were born, and, you know. So she got mad at her mom for pointing that out, and her mom has not replied in years. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I think she's blocked her.
I bet so.
So I guess, do you want to read some examples? Because that was a long setup to get to some examples.
It really was.
And I guess the question is we don't want to make fun of people that have some mental issue, but we don't think she does.
Yeah, I mean,
we know her.
With her and
yes.
Watched her get pregnant and have a kid and be a mom.
Right.
And it's like, what is going on here?
But it's like something's changed maybe. I don't know in the last, I don't know how many years this has been now. So I don't know. You may start the most recent, or you want to start something?
Well, I guess because you know there's stuff that we're gonna have to go off by memory. So
yeah, that is true.
Been deleted or something has happened. So
yeah,
I just wanted to say that you know,
and that's interesting in itself. We'll get into one thing being deleted, but I don't know why the older stuff would be.
I know,
unless somebody else did something similar. So
yeah. And so I just remember, like, seemed like the first thing that really got me was, I was like, dude, she says that she stopped a war.
Oh, yes. That was about the time, yes.
So if you read a lot of her older posts, and she was some kind of serious international player. And
I mean,
she said she made a single phone call.
Yeah.
And stopped a war between us and Turkey.
Right. And I mean, she just took care of it like overnight.
Right. And that, and like, she was so matter of fact about it that you're scratching your head.
This is one of the first things that caught your eyes. What the hell, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember this conversation from years ago, yeah.
Yes.
So I was like, wait a minute, whoa, what?
Right.
Because I remember you, what? You know, when you read that shit.
Like, dude, you're not going to freaking believe this.
Right.
And so we followed, you know, and kept, and it would go from that kind of stuff to where she talked about that to where she refers to herself in a weird way, like how she's called in the United States, like as I'm known in the United States of America, or however she words that. Like, she's got a different name internationally.
Yeah, implying that. She never said what it is, but as I'm known here in the U.S. of A, or in it, you'll see how she types here shortly. But
yeah. And oh, so that kind of started us, or started me particularly, I guess, lurking.
Yeah.
You know,
stalking.
Because I wanted to comment, but I didn't. You know, she used to say things like, because we talked about how she was like a hood back in the day.
Yeah.
I kind of believed some of the things she said, like where she ran with biker gangs and stuff. So in her wild stories about her ex, she would always say, and all I've got to do is make one phone call, and you know, I could have the Hell's Angels and the mongrels and all this shit knocking at his door. And
she called fucking Genghis Khan himself.
Yeah.
She's got a direct fucking line, I'm telling you.
And so that reminded me that she said she hung out with Kid Rock one weekend while we worked together. He said he doesn't remember that story that well. But yeah, I remember she came back to work and saying that she hung out with Kid Rock. So again, my gullible ass. I'm thinking, okay, who would make this up? And also, Kid Rock seems like he would.
Well, yeah, I mean, the way she
hang out with people.
The way she put it, though, it was like down in Charlotte, and she was there one night, and he showed up at some
bar. He showed up at a bar,
and that don't sound too outlandish.
Right.
I mean, he came in and had drinks, and he probably mingled with some people. But
it's not like saying Michael Jackson showed up at a random bar in Charlotte.
Exactly.
Kid Rock looks like he would roll up somewhere.
And because you were, and maybe she exaggerated or something, this is what I'm saying, what my thought process would be hearing that back then. Would maybe she exaggerated a little bit. He didn't come to hang out with her, but she was in the same room.
Exactly.
Or maybe he was sitting right down there in the corner when she was over here having a beer.
Exactly.
You know, so that's not like outlandish to, you know.
Yeah. And at this time, it wasn't where you could say, Let me see the pictures, because there wasn't smartphones then.
No.
So everybody didn't have cameras on them all the time. But today, things are different.
Yes.
You know...
the internet is forever.
Yeah. you should be able to prove stuff. Anyway, go ahead.
I was just going to add to that. The point being that it started with stuff like that, now that you're thinking back on. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember a lot of conversations, honestly, in those days, just because... but now it's going to, now she, you know, she shouldn't, like, you couldn't verify that, like you just said with the picture thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now anything can be verified and checked pretty much, because she should know this, because she's posting it on a public domain, Facebook, that she believes she owns. We'll get to that. But the point being, it's like, you know, when you sign up for Facebook, you agree to their terms. It's not your fucking wall. I can't stand those arguments. Get off my wall. It's not your wall. You're renting that space with an agreement, and anybody can post on that wall if you set those settings. Anyway, the point being, sorry, just a little agreement. But it went from like, oh yeah, hung out with Kid Rock one time in Charlotte. Because I can say legitimately, like, I was in Vegas and hung out with Billy Kidman from WCW at the time. I played blackjack with him.
Right.
That really happened. It's not outlandish, because I was there the week that WCW came out to Vegas to the MGM. And I was playing in the MGM, and Billy Kidman sits down beside me,
right,
like literally this close. And I was like, oh, cool, what's up, man? How are you? Now, I wasn't a huge fan of his, you know, but that was still in the days of Hulk and Animal and all that stuff.
Right.
But you see them walk through the building. And so that's a cool little story. It's not outlandish. You can believe it. Everybody else saw him on TV there that week.
That's right.
You know, and it can be verified in that way. But now, everything absolutely can, because she's posting this on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll read this first example.
I guess it's time for us to stop tiptoeing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just get into it.
Let's just get into it, because shit is entertaining.
It is. Speaking of wrestling, we're not saying names, but she refers to herself in the third person.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
She
does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, here we go. I'm not going to say the name. So this was July 15th. And the first post is just a picture, they're all blurry.
They're all blurry.
This is an old picture of her. I'm guessing she's probably 21, 24?
Maybe a little... Older? Yeah, based on the year, I would say she's 25. The year that she says that it is.
I'm close.
She's like 25.
So here it is. I guess this is number two? Because there's a number one that's missing. But anyway, it starts with number two.
You're missing from when we looked
so
before.
As if this is the second post in this thread or something, because not like on Facebook you can type everything in one thing. It's not like Twitter, for Christ's sake. Anyway, number two. And all capitals, I in Spain, quote, European runway modeling, end quote, years ago, him and I look so much alike.
Yeah, we never know who she's talking about, because there's no part.
There's so many little things. Regarding below post number one, okay, so I guess there is another post somewhere, or was. Not to brag or be terribly conceited, as we all know I am, however, wasn't doing bad myself. I still believe he is a gorgeouser than I am, though. Sincerely, Miss/Miss blank blank blankety blank. The Miss part is MISS/MS.
Yeah.
She signs
every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
And every comment and every reply. So that was the original post. Short, sweet. It was just a picture, and she says she's in Spain.
Yep.
Now, this is well beyond the years of her being 10 or 11, if at the most, like you said earlier.
Right.
Going over to, say, Europe with her mom as a teacher and just got to tag along with their class.
Right.
This is a girl we know, just to basically put this out there, it's a girl we know who grew up in Rowan County, probably lives in a trailer. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point being, it's Rowan County, and was a waitress at a restaurant. Yeah,
she grew up well off. They were all right. Like, and unfortunately, I hate to say this, obviously, when I said, you know, the Carney connection,
Yeah, right.
She grew up in money, and then he passed away early. Her mother remarried, and then he passed away. So I'm assuming there was, you know, probably some insurance and stuff, and they were workers. I mean, they were. She grew up well off.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess compared to most people around here. Yeah,
but she is a normal person from this area.
A regular old girl from this area.
No
is,
doubt.
Is the point.
And
but,
who's to say she couldn't take trips as she got an adult? But
maybe.
What she's saying is that she was a runway model.
And that's a European runway model.
Right.
She's not even American anymore.
Right.
Anyway, so that's pretty tame, actually. Okay, so it's a pretty old picture. It's blurry, but she was doing runway modeling. Now, keep in mind, there's no, I mean, I don't know who models that.
No, no.
It's just like a pantsuit is actually what it is. But maybe. Anyway, so then there's a lot of replies to this. And, of course, as we, you know, as James said earlier, when we started seeing this, she's like, oh, she gets a lot of replies in her comments or on her post. It's all her.
All her.
There's not... oh, and she reacted to their to that particular post with a little wow face. Like,
yeah.
I'm doing the wow face, for Christ's sake. So she reacted to her own post. Then she replies to her own post. The first reply... Should I continue?
Good.
The first reply, I have all legal rights and copyrights of I said that twice. Mm-hmm. I'm reading exactly as is. Of I. As they insured the day I was born of and for myself, just as I did the same for my son the day I gave birth to him. However, all rights and copyrights of him too, I, for extra protection, the day my ba... Oh, I'm sorry. I got to see more. The day my baby boy was born. My attorney was present. And it and
when her, baby
at her
boy
son's
was born.
Birth.
That's a trip.
Because I know the first thing I did when Candle was born is I called my lawyer.
I know.
And I said, you got to get down here. I got to certify his papers.
Oh, God, this kills me.
to continue, my attorney was present. Go figure with I, huh? My personal CPA, attorney, and all waiting in the lobby to legalize all the documents just as they did for me. We are sealed. Sincerely, Miss, blankety blankety blank.
With the crown always.
And then all these little emojis after. Yeah, the crown. The crown beside the name gets me. And then she did the face reaction to that one.
For her, to her own
to
post.
To her own post.
Now, that scares the shit out of me. That we're even talking about it.
Yeah.
Because this shit was signed the day she was born and the day he was born. And she has all rights to this.
All rights.
And we're talking about it.
And she has like
I'm
double,
nervous as hell.
Double and triple rights, I'm telling you. Because this is like legal speak here. Because she's like, you know.
Lawyer and a CPA needs to be there.
Exactly. All rights and copyrights of him to I for extra protection the day of my baby boy was born. My attorney present. Go figure with me, huh? My personal CPA attorney and all.
Read the go figure again.
Oh.
You said with me, huh?
Oh, go figure with I.
She always uses I.
She doesn't know.
Go figure
now,
with I.
Now, well, you'll see later if because you got some stuff I think we're going to touch on that. If not,
yeah, I got
about
the,
education.
No, I got the one about
the whole. We'll just go ahead and mention
thing.
That then,
because
keep in mind, in another post that I don't think is any longer.
Oh, that's what you're talking about, education.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
okay.
What
you
I got
one. Okay,
yeah.
So we'll get to that.
Yep.
Just keep in mind education. You'll
yes.
See. So. A reply to that post, or to that reply. This is a thread. I was notified that I, blankety blank, am going to be doing many sessions of all these type things I have done in my life internationally/globally again. Now remember, all this is misspelled. Just a heads up.
It's really heartbreaking.
It is. I'm ready to be back at it, especially overseas. And my son is getting back on the correct path of what he should be doing with all this also and other things. We just mandated it. Best news I have had and heard about for a long time. They have finally done away with the kidnappers, confiners, liars, users, extortionists, and damagers that were plaguing mine and his life. Yippee! Sincerely, Miss, blankety, blankety, blank.
Yeah. Okay. We spent We spent a few months following her son's kidnapping.
Oh, yes.
And
this kidnapped.
She could not get any help from law enforcement. She's to the president of the United States to bring hell down on North Carolina law enforcement because her son's kidnapped and she can't get any help. And people are reaching out saying he's okay. He just doesn't want to talk. And she's saying they're imposters. And
they're not real.
They're not real. And people need to stay out of this. And these are like his friends saying, he's okay. I talked to him today.
Yes.
He just doesn't want to be bothered.
Kidnapped.
But he was kidnapped for months.
Right.
Okay. Evidently, so that, they're back together.
So apparently he was, because that was, those got deleted, all the different sharing pictures looking for him. And it was just like, I'm staying away from mom, obviously.
That's right. He needed a break.
Okay. The next reply, same thread. It starts with an asterisk, for Christ's sake. This is like an autocorrect or something. Different variable. I'm training again for these reasons. Really quick, though, I want to say, in the beginning of that last one, she was notified that I, blankety blank, doing these mini sessions of all these types. She's saying she's going runway modeling again.
I was hoping they got that.
Now,
yeah, that's what she said.
I just want to clarify that because this is based off the picture when she was 24. We know the years and how old she is now.
Right.
This is all we're saying. Different variables. I am in training again for these reasons, yet really just showing how to do it. As was stated, I am not a matrix guru for nothing. Yesterday, I was ocean swimming in my guarded ocean swimming area. I noticed what appeared to be a large silverfish fin about 2 feet above water in different directions of here and there.
Wow.
What's a different direction of here and there, by the way? Is that a scientific term I'm not aware of?
I feel like I'm an interpreter for her, but I don't know there.
Yeah, that's really odd. Anyway, so she saw a silver fin 2 feet away above the water in various directions of here and there.
She must have just watched Jaws.
Probably. this is so sad. I kept riding waves, and then as if I was navy flat back floating, I noticed it was getting closer. Needless to say, I got out of the ocean quicker than what?
He's not making fun of her. These are her quotes.
Yeah, literally where she's quoting.
Where she's quoting.
Quicker than Jack's got apples, and come to find out, it appears I had begun swimming with, quote, a giant granddaddy Portuguese man of war for about an hour, or that's what logic put together of it anyways. A fin? Giant granddaddy Portuguese man of war for about an hour, or that's what logic put together of it anyways. I am more than sure we put on a show accidentally together. Wow. Luckily, I didn't get stung or wrapped in those huge tentacles. If that's accurate of what was in the ocean with I, sincerely.
If that was what was in the ocean with I, who says that?
Sincerely, Miss,
blankety blank. Blankety blank.
So we went to runway modeling to going back to runway modeling in Europe again.
But while she was Navy floating,
she got wrapped up with what she logically concluded.
She was synchronized swimming with a man of war.
And they put on a hell of a show. Because now I'm surprised she didn't fight it, actually, because that's what goes against her nature. I'm surprised she didn't fucking fight it. You know,
she didn't try to light a cigarette off his tentacles.
I'm telling hold still, motherfucker!
I'll call the fucking Hell's Angels.
Don't that remind you of the days when you smoked and your lighter ran out and you lit it on the stove?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
We're redneck shit here. Anyway, okay. Next reply to the same thread. And on all those notes, after a nice breakfast and black coffee, I'm off to have a fabulous day with my new banana and sunflower pulp with extracts and coconut oil in my hair. Oil. In my hair. My new huge floppy pink straw hat for $6.99. My mineral lip balm. My zinc for my... Oh, my God.
Holy
so
shit.
Long. My zinc for my face. I got to find my spot here. My sun lotions... I keep on hand.
Yeah, this is long, but you need to read this because this sets up everything right here. This is...
okay, so Yeah, my sun lotions I keep on hand from season to season. My usual bathing suit, my always standby beach flip flops, my grapes and fruit, and lots of water just purchased at the market. Who the fuck?
I don't know.
Who the fuck in
this
county says I'm going to the market?
I am so.
Now you say the fruit market.
Yeah,
or I might go to the
produce market.
But you don't say market.
I know.
Without a qualifier.
And honestly,
oh my god,
dude, I was shocked that she said the hat was $6.99.
Same here, because it goes against the other things you're going to hear. Okay. Anyway, to continue, my grapes and just purchased at the market, and my blankies. For all outside activities I have had for years with my comfortable worn-out beach towels and my perfect old worn-out beach bag and my beach sand toys to build a sandcastle. We have had... Remember, she's in a secret swimming area.
Yes, guarded.
Guarded.
With man of war's out there.
So I'm quoting we because she says we in quotes.
And honestly, though, remember his whole... He started us off with and on all those notes. Like, each one of these, it's like she's... Okay, I say what I want to say. No.
Yeah, there's
more.
And
on top of that.
And there's more.
Yes.
So that's what's happening. let's see.
We in quotes.
Yeah, so we have had... Actually, those are... blanks from when he was little. Here I come again, an ocean for my natural vitamin C and D. She not only gets vitamin D from the sun, she gets
baby.
C. All day. Beach expert I am. Decades of experience. And decades in the capital letters, by the way. He, quote, have created so many top 10 songs and official music videos.
I was dying for you to get to.
We went from modeling to now music. We have created so many top 10 songs and official music videos on the beaches since I was literally a kid. Think I need to hop, skip, and jump my way back to a few of those locations very soon and make it all happen again. Currently with some new... I'm trying to breathe here because the punctuation is not right.
And
just
no,
saying.
It's hard.
So bear with me. I'm trying to read it as close as possible. I think I need to hop, skip, and jump my way back to a few of these locations very soon and make it all happen again. Currently with some new, those are the days. Lazy days on the beach, seafood food restaurants. I noticed that. Not seafood restaurants, seafood food.
Seafood food restaurants.
Restaurants. Where am I at again? I'm sorry. I keep fucking this up.
She's fucking...
Yeah, that is true. Lazy days on the beach, seafood, food restaurants in the evening, and creating music midday and late night, especially us go-go girls. I wish us originally go-go girls could get together this summer at the usual beach location and do a clip or three like we did in the early 80s.
She's literally talking about the band, the Go-Go's.
She is talking about the actual band.
Okay, you will find that out
soon
enough.
And my other times, as we did throughout my teen years, yet most of all moved overseas in locations I would inhabit there. I am their baby member since they were much older than I am. I was like 11 and 12 years old with the original things, and they were in their 20s back then, even though I'm already looked and acted their age at only 11 or 12 years old during the originals and during my entire teen years. Exclamation point. There was just a lot of commas. And all that. I'm sorry if I'm making this hard.
No.
Okay. I look up and...
I just want to say, all right, this is not the first time she's mentioned that she hung out with the Go-Go's.
Oh, no.
And was in their video. And back then, I was telling him, I'm like, dude, does she not realize how much older they are than her and how young she would have been when this came out? And I feel like since that time, somebody else has said something to her about, were young. You would have been too young to hang out with them. Because if you remember, and if you've ever read any behind the scenes or anything about them, they were freaking wild girls. There's no way they would have been caught dead with an 11, 12-year-old doing some of the debauchery they used to do.
Exactly.
But she says she looked their age and acted their age at 11 and 12.
Close enough.
And
right?
Is the little girl go-go girl.
Just a bit outside. Yeah, close enough, I guess, for her. But I just love I would inhabit there.
I know.
The places she would inhabit in Europe. Anyway, okay, so back to this, even though, you know, she looked and acted like their age. Who knows? Maybe we can soon again. An oldie show and make some new in the mix of it all before I cruise it overseas for more modeling again. Sincerely, Miss.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yes. What was I saying before?
Blankety blank.
Blankety blankety blank.
Yeah.
Yes. That was... Now, just for context, there were literally two exclamation points in that. The rest were commas. The whole entire thing, I believe.
And it's important he says that. Let's kind of swap from here.
I'm going to switch gears,
and then we got to go back to this thread.
Yes.
But the reason he's pointing out the grammatical mistakes
right.
is...
I almost feel bad, but...
This is entertainment. This is
it is. I think it's internet gold, and I wish we could. I mean, I don't want to. I definitely wouldn't say her name, but it would be such internet gold to just read this and get a correspondence. Anyway, go ahead. We'll get to that. Go ahead.
All right. So this came out of freaking nowhere one day.
How old is this one? This is now deleted.
Yes. Thanks to yours truly over here.
That's right. This is this one. Okay. I didn't know which one you're on.
Zuckerman / Berg. So that's why she starts. She's going to do this a million times, so get used to it.
Yes.
She's talking about Mark Zuckerberg.
The theft of Facebook. Everybody knows the story.
She says Zuckerman / Berg got pissed because reality, I created the majority of what they turned into Facebook, all caps, years before that boy ever hit any supposed college. He states he has from Harvard. I already had my degrees, and I have 10 times the Ivy League education he has, and I am an international lawyer. Now his ass gets to take moi. Blankety blank on also. I am going to have a heyday with that one in the mix of all the other going on. By the time I am done, Zuckerman / Berg ain't going to have a Facebook, period. It's going to be back to the rightful owners. Right. He is so stupid, he can't even keep accounts straight. He thought I was that ignorant woman that posted comments of her guilt, comments on my page, which proved fraud of mine and my child / children's info by that woman posting her shit on my page and that punk boy. No, dumbass. I really am the real blankety blank, as I am known as in the USA and way before those other groupie girls.
Right.
Made over 30 Facebook's accounts pretending to be I blankety blank with their fake blankety blank Facebook accounts, and found 10 of the other fake blankety blank accounts were made by you, Zuckerman Berg
/ Berg,
just to try to gain my info. Now he and I figured this out.
If you smell a little, I mean, God, the eye, man.
What she did is she created Facebook accounts, forgot her login info, created new ones.
Yeah, because there used to be like 4 or 5 multiples. Now there's 2 at least, but the other one maybe she was not aware of.
There used to be a bunch. Every time I would say, have you seen what she's posted? He'd be like, which one?
Exactly.
So she evidently forgot she made those, but sees them with her pictures on them and thinks somebody stole her identity.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I just had to throw that in there. Okay, so these other 10 were made by you, Zuckerman / Berg, just to try to gain my info, because we have found you have been riding on my coattails for a long time, and that's now stopping, yet you have led them, and you have done the same with over 40 fake Facebook accounts, either using my person as an account or my name as an account by imposters. What's that say about you, Zuckerman / Berg? 99% of those others named blank with different last names got their name because of me. I am literally one of the first in America to be a blank. That she's talking about her name.
That, yeah, without saying it, this is one of the most common names yeah. you've ever heard.
And but she's saying she's one of the first.
She was the first in America.
In America. But there's so many actresses named this who are way older than her that yes. you would know.
Yes.
And that she, if she stopped for 2 seconds, would go, oh, people heard that name before they ever met me. All right.
Yes. That's okay. who she's referring to as the what did she, how did she put it? I can't remember.
Imposters?
Imposters, I guess. Or the, no, she called them basically whores.
Oh, yeah, groupies.
Groupies, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, those girls.
It says, looks like you missed half your classes, Zuckerman/Berg. Look like you need to go back to high school and start over. You have totally ruined yourself. And apology from you isn't accepted. And no, you are... absolutely not I either, nor my child/children. You're, which is misspelled all over this place.
Oh, that's the thing.
You're just another wannabe stealing from everyone else. You failed to forget. You failed to forget. I think you mean he forgot.
Right.
You failed to forget, however.
You didn't forget, damn it.
Yeah. Your fakeness more than likely didn't even know Zuckerman/Berg. I am on the Ivy League committee worldwide have been since I was very, very young, back from my Princeton and Oxford days. We rarely disclose. Sincerely, Miss, blankety blank.
Translation. She was sitting there at night by herself, turned on Netflix or whatever she uses, and watched The Social Network.
I agree.
And decided that...
I agree.
I've touched a computer at work one time. I created Facebook.
God dang it.
So this is why... Let me just say this. This is why this is no longer on the page. This is a screenshot.
Yeah, I had to screenshot that. And I knew...
Because this was after years of me and him talking about this. A couple years since you were at the old house. And I said, I want to respond because I'm a... old friend. I mean, I just want to say, you know, like, what are you talking about? You know, and not like beat her up or something, but I was like, but I don't know. I don't want her, she might yell at me. She might be mad. She might, you know.
I would always say, get the Hells Angels on
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I mean, we might have the Hells Angels pull up. You know, they might cancel my accounts because she owns it. You know, she. So I did a boo-boo. I've never done this, but because of this. And it wasn't planning for this podcast or anything. It was just because he got me so wrapped up in this shit, and I blame James, that I created another account on Facebook. Because I don't use Facebook. I really don't. I mean, I'll go in there on my Facebook page for the YouTube channel,
right.
And I'll post that stuff, and I'll respond to messages on there. But I don't generally go through regular Facebook. Occasionally, I'll scroll through it and clear numbers. Because
he hates the numbers.
I hate the numbers. So I created another account on my browser. And used my middle name and some other name or whatever. And didn't put anything but I think I put the dude from the Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah, as a picture?
As a profile picture and whatever. I mean, I didn't do anything, like even fill out any other stuff. And I responded to that post and I said, and I was like, I don't want to be like confrontation. I want to see if she'll reply. And I said, are you saying that you created Facebook? Interesting. I'm curious, what language did you use when you first coded it?
That's right. That's all
it was.
It said.
All I said. So I sent him the screenshot, or maybe you just went.
No,
look
you
at
said
it.
You said I
had
com,
to.
I had to.
I had to. I couldn't help anymore.
So I went and looked, and it was just that simple question to her.
I just wanted to see if she would respond and say, "Hey, yeah," and keep going, or if she would literally answer the question, "What language did you use?" Because Facebook's many languages now, but I wanted to see if she even knew a name like Perl or PHP or any of that stuff that I've dabbled in over my IT years. It was gone.
She deleted. This was a comment that was deep in
one of those threads.
A thread like he's reading.
Yeah, yeah.
So not only did she delete this comment, she deleted
the whole thing.
Yeah,
it just completely vanished.
And so. Yeah, so now,
and now I keep saying this
is getting us fired up again because he's just getting warmed up over here.
I just,
and I'm like, He's dying to say something. I'm like, no.
I keep saying, James, can I please reply? This is gold to me. He's like, no, she'll delete. I got to read more.
It would be like you like turning in my dope, man. I know. If I was a freaking addict,
it would be.
I'd be like, why did you turn him in?
I'm over here snitching.
Yeah, why'd you turn him in? He freaking supplies me what I need to get by.
It really is. That's a good point. Good point. This is just the beginning of this insanity. I mean, I don't know how far we go with this.
I can tell you, because I'm so familiar with this, I can tell you which ones aren't worth reading.
Yeah, I mean, because you're talking about, and we could finish this whole, basically this one right here gets into, after she decided to watch the Social Network that one night and create Facebook. And again, the education is what really blew my mind.
Yeah.
She's on the Ivy League Council.
Worldwide.
This girl grew up in, like we said, Rowan County.
I'm sure she has some community college.
Probably has a few classes. And that's fine. Yeah. I'm not knocking on that either.
No.
It's just saying that we know this girl. We know what she does for a living. And we know where she went to school. He went to school with her.
Right. Well, I have to say, we don't know what she does for a living now.
Well, now.
Because
right.
I'll be honest. Remember, I was doing cable, and I told you I was at a ped on my knees, and I heard James. And
I looked up. Yeah, that's right.
And she's in her Honda, and she's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, doing cable. You know,
I mean,
what are you doing in this neighborhood? You live in this neighborhood now?" "No, I can't really tell you what I do, what I'm doing here. Let's just say I work for a top secret government organization, and we'll leave it at that." But it was good to see you.
In a Honda.
And drove off. Yep.
In a Honda Civic or something.
And so I'm like going, okay, she's working for some secret government. You know, I'm
contractor.
Thinking like local. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she's out like, I don't know, trying to catch somebody who's supposed to can't be working or something, like insurance fraud or I don't know.
Yeah, it's something small,
but on a government scale, small, local.
Right, but she has to blow up, right?
And dude,
make a secret.
I'm telling you, she keeps this thing going. A lot of these posts aren't going to say it, but she keeps this secret. Nobody knows. I've got this James Bond type life
that's
that
a
nobody
thread
knows
through
about.
All these things.
Yeah.
And it jumps all over the place, but that's always the thread. It's this secret life, and she's got secret contacts, and especially in Europe. She really loves the whole claiming Europe thing.
Yes.
So the next one and this one, so that one's gone now.
Yeah, this is history.
Because I made a comment, and I didn't say, like, call her out. I just asked her a question. I wanted to see legitimately if she would say,
I thought she would Google something.
Right. Who are you? Or because obviously in the other stuff she
You don't
is.
Know me, but.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, though, if I replied as myself, a name she would recognize, would she respond?
I don't know, because so many of her posts say people who knew her from here don't really know her.
Right. That's true. So going back to the quote unquote beach thread, where she's went from modeling again and her golden age to creating music with the Go-Go's and all that good stuff. Next one in that thread, did a little body surfing with the lifeguard, slept for a while as I sunbathed, and then went out of nowhere. And then out of nowhere, damn if we were all, like literally 150 of us, didn't get kicked off the beach. Like what? Like totally unexpected. And I'm saying totally because these are capitalized.
Yeah.
Like that. Unexpected, and I wasn't even being a handful as usual. Brunch time, but she spelled it brunch.
Yeah.
Then back to the beach. So I guess a different beach from her secret location.
Secret bodyguarded location.
So she had a secret bodyguard location with now 150 people, and now got kicked off.
I know.
That's what I'm hearing. The same lifeguard that she went body surfing with.
That is the truth.
Because you know lifeguards frequently get off their thing and go body surfing with people.
Yes.
Maybe he was after the Man of War.
But it's a perk of a private beach.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah. And he's probably hot and lotioned down and abs and all that stuff, I'm sure. brunch time. Then back to the beach is what we all said, like valley up, like as and not like totally, like like waza, yeah. Like, I'm reading this because it's all capitals. It's literally saying this. Like then, like total pink clad surf up, man. Sincerely, Miss, blankety, blankety, blank. And then she posts the YouTube link to the Go-Go music video. We got the beat.
We got the beat.
We've got the beat. We've got the beat.
Yeah, we got the beat.
I'm trying to see if this is this right part of it that worth reading this little section here.
She basically says her and her little brother were in that video.
Right.
In that music
video. By the way, because she posts this video, oh, and FYI after this, I was in that video.
Yeah.
So, just for shits and giggles, we looked at the video. We didn't expect, obviously. We just wanted to see if there was something I could say as this other person, if I ever do.
Right.
Because James won't let me.
So, yeah, she says it's like filmed at the Magic Attic in Myrtle Beach, and they hung out there, and you can see them multiple times in the crowd. And so we've looked. No. And plus, again, if she's 10 or 11, her brother's 8 or 9, you know, 7 or 8. I can't. Okay. And so then she posts the Our Lips Are Sealed video. And I think she says they were both in that one, too.
Yep. And you can spot them at this particular place, and it's clearly not.
But it gets worse than that.
Those are
boring.
The next one was that next Go-Go's, and then these bigger FYIs. Now this was interesting. I'm not going to read all that, but this one literally says bigger FYI. It's basically none of these things posted, listed, photos, names, runways, modeling, bands, and much more have nothing to do with the state of North Carolina in America, nor should it, nor anyone else, nor entity had ever gained any monies nor funds from any of these things. Anyway, it's like a big legal speak disclaimer, all in capital letters.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, let me be sure to say I never made any monies. It has nothing to do with North Carolina, or if I did, don't come here looking.
Exactly.
I mean, it's literally what it means.
She had some epiphany like, wait, I
never paid taxes on all these videos I did because I was such a hot model.
Yeah.
So that whole thing is long, basically saying all, it's just like made up legal speak. And I mean, it's literally saying nothing.
Right.
Like it's garbled.
She speaks in circles and
yes.
It's weird.
But I guarantee at the end, sincerely.
Yeah.
Oh, actually that one's different because.
Oh, it does not say Miss.
She likes she's speaking on behalf of a few other people. I guess is what the difference is.
So then she posts a picture with that $6.99.
The picture with the hat, which is clearly in just her backyard.
Yeah,
in some kind of weird dress because it said like per doctor's orders by the ocean with the sun and fun, light swimming and wave riding. Sincerely, Miss. And then a picture.
But then here's where it gets juicy to me.
By the way, little another, and remember, each one of these has its own reaction, and it's her.
That's right.
It's not anybody else.
That's right.
I am outrageously dark and tan as always in the outside sunlight. So you look back to this picture and said, I kind of look dark because I took a shitty picture.
Thank you. That's exactly how
the sun's behind her. You know, if you silhouette yourself when the sun's behind you.
Dude, you're all over it. That's exactly what happened right there.
And she went back and was like, oh, I can say I'm really tan now.
You are 100% right.
Then she posts Tears for Fears video, Shout. Good old music.
Uh-huh.
And then she was...
Then this shit happens.
In this band. Should I read this one, this top one?
And we can actually go back and forth if you get tired of any of the reading. I really enjoy it,
To finish off the Tears for Fears, shortly after things with the other music bands, I did this video in London with Tears for Fears music band. Whoever says... Music band, by the way. I've never said, hey, man, I love Metallica music band.
But maybe these international people talk like that.
That's right. She's a fucking lizard person. Maybe they do. Midway through video, you will start to see I, blankety blank, am located in between the drummer and the singer to the right of the screen. My blue with a splash of red, and then you will see the full I, blank, in video. From midway to end of video, awesome graphics the way it was done. It would be a blast to have all this band together again, especially a London visit to create more music and official music videos with the oldies in the mix. Also early 80s. Sincerely, Miss, blankety blankety blank.
That kills me, like how she says, you will see the full eye. Like, she wants to say, you can see all of me.
Yes.
Instead of just a little bit of splash of me
here
or
there.
She
wants to say you can see my body.
You can see my whole body, but you can see the full eye. Who the fuck talks like that?
Nobody talks like this.
So, yeah, this is what kills me, dude. She says.
This is insanity.
This is. FYI rolls. She's talking about the member of the band.
Yeah, yes.
I just recently was notified and heard about Caroline. I honestly don't know what to say. For once, I literally have no words.
I don't think she knows what the word literally
means. It has been so long since I have seen her. Sincerely, Miss Miss. I told him, I said, I'll bet she read this on Wikipedia or something.
Right.
That somebody passed away recently. And after I got home last night, I found it. Like, it's right there on the page. If you click his link, when you go to Tears for Fears, you click his name, and it takes you in a personal life. It says his wife, Caroline, passed away
right.
in 2017. I mean, it's really, it's easy to kind of follow her train of thought, but yeah, it's right. impossible to understand her thoughts, her thought process.
At the same time, it's really weird, because obviously, like we said, she watched The Social Network and she decided to make herself the creator of Facebook.
And so this
and then
one,
she gets in a mood to watch old videos from the 80s, and then I could be her. And so she puts herself in these realities.
She really
is the
does.
Point of this. And I don't, this is our question though. Is she, because I don't want to make fun of somebody with a mental issue. Is she crazy or is she a liar?
Right.
Or like maybe a little bit of both.
So she wanted to be famous and popular her whole life so bad.
Now I think it's a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
I really do.
And so follow up with that one. Big FYI. She loves to put that.
Yes.
Rolls, my son is the only one that I know of that immediately knew whom was walking down the steps to the ocean and whom was with you at the first half of the video. It had been so long ago. We watched it. It's the two dudes from Tears for Fears
walking down the stairs. Yep.
You can see after they're down the stairs walking on the beach, they're wearing the same clothes as the people walking down the stairs, but it's a distance shot, and that's what she likes to pick.
Yep.
Or like
just like
blurry
her,
people.
Just
or,
like her professional modeling career, but when she takes a picture here locally, well, I don't know why she's not in her castle somewhere, but she does. It's 70 feet down the hall.
Yes.
Like you
with
said.
With the flash on.
With the flash. So it's just a flash.
With legs.
It's like a fucking cartoon character.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
So, yeah, we don't have to read all of these because there's like, it says, my son says, Ma, that's plainly you from when you were little.
Right.
And all this stuff. And then another post is like, and then on all those notes, since we are all kind of bad this summer, as in rolling into places, we are to be at still covered in sand, still wearing bathing suits. Da, da, da. Okay, I'm not going to get into that. She's talking about buying bathing suits.
Yes.
Here's another juicy. She posts ABBA Dancing Queen.
1976.
Yeah. So she'd have been really little, like 4 or 5, and 5 or 6 tops. And
right.
She says, ABBA performed for I, blankety blank, as I am legally known as in America, overseas at the Royal Opera Sweden. I was still considered as an older toddler. When ABBA performed this for I in Sweden, I was very little at in this one, talking about this video.
Early 70s,
and glimpse of later years, 80s. What the hell that means? I was playing on the red carpet and my socks were left. You can see my white socks before I went to the royalty box to sit with my family for this performance on the carpet. For their song to royalty, from a girl to teens, etc. ABBA's song to royalty. Oh. I'm not repeating myself. I'm reading here.
To make
it simple, because it is required, at the very end of the video, you can see all of us in the royalty boxes, only for royalty. Now listen, I looked at this video. In that royalty box is the king and queen of Sweden and like 3 family members. That's only people you can see in the freaking box.
But
she's literally saying she's one of those fucking people.
Right. She's literally royalty kin to the king and queen.
Yes. So I won't finish reading that one. Now you can do the next one.
Oh, well, you got
that one.
Yeah, that one. Another big FYI.
Yeah.
There are a lot of, this is right after that one.
Yeah.
And she did, by the way, before you missed it, sincerely, Miss Miss.
Yes.
Big FYI, there are a lot of, quote, old school rap videos from the original rappers. I was in the late 70s when I was older, elementary age. Those aren't uploaded to post. Only MTV video certs still at the moment. If I ever available, I will upload. Some are affiliated with movies. Sincerely, Miss Miss, blankety blankety blank. So basically when she was four.
She was in old school rap videos.
She must have been, she was in Sugar Hill Gang videos at 4 years old.
Yeah, or Blondie Rapture is all that's the only couple I could think of.
Exactly.
I mean,
really, those days were even.
She like in the Treacherous Three.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you
or whatever the Furious Five and all those
you're talking
kind of
about,
old school.
You're
shit.
Talking about some street dudes in New York at that time. That,
I know.
Beyond Sugar Hill Gang that actually had records.
Yeah.
I mean, not even. I mean, Dougie Fresh
and
was not even. I'm God. Like, he was what 10?
Yeah. Exactly. And so. The ABBA
it just
thing
keeps
about
on.
Where she says, "Oh, you could see my socks." I went to the video and screenshotted it and showed Chris. Like, who would even look at this? First off, if you're watching this video, how your eyes would even drift over there? Because there's literally a dark, shadowy silhouette and two white socks coming down on the very far edge of the screen.
Yep.
She says that's her.
Right.
With ABBA performing out here for the King and Queen of Sweden, and then they went up to the box and she sat with her family. So then her mind goes from that to being in original rap videos that aren't
like,
on the internet.
She's like, well, I better cover that too.
Yeah, like that genre.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand.
Because
don't
honestly,
it.
She does say her son is some like big rapper, and we've tried to find him. And
Lord.
Anyway,
yeah, that's a whole different story.
Yeah. So I think she's trying to still stay cool.
Because
there.
That was the other thing about the other Facebook accounts, where you know she's been arrested and her son's been arrested, and she tried to. That's basically what she said the night she watched Facebook movie that. All that other stuff was fake. That had nothing to do with me, the real I.
Yeah, that girl who posted her guilt.
Her guilt, yes. Cause, yeah, I mean,
proof of guilt and
jail
stuff. Yeah.
Because she's a fucking redneck. I mean, it's just, anyway. And then the last little bit of this thread, because this is, I mean, this is just,
it's
overwhelming.
Understand it is overwhelming.
But the last one was, she's good friends with Madonna.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, and so it goes on to like telling a story about her and Madonna wearing the same things. And
she
this
was
video.
In the La Isla Bonita video.
Yeah, Bonita video, exactly.
And she's saying that if you watch this video, when you see Madonna wearing this little 90s like slip or whatever,
yep.
and mm-hmm. walking up to light candles at this altar and kneeling down, that like it's her from behind, and then Madonna steps in.
Yeah, so she was her. Body double, essentially.
Body
like
double.
Madonna needed a
but
body
she
double.
Had no idea this was being filmed for a music video. She tells this long, drawn-out mm-hmm. story about castles and mansions all over. Like, this from this Madonna thing, there's
yeah,
a lot of
I mean,
crazy
in
info.
In this thing, like, it says here, I'll just read the end of it, for example, just to kind of wrap
yeah.
that up. This is going off the Madonna stuff, what he was saying about being in the video and Madonna, they were dressed the same. Basically say I'm a body double for Madonna. Come on.
That's exactly.
A trip through South America into one of my old mansions from when I was very little with glimpses of it also in the video. And the Middle East when the glimpse of my person in this video was where done. And Harlem, New York. This was a very sad song for me because all these places I would rather be and I currently am not there. Sincerely, Miss Miss. But right above that, it was like she owns a castle.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Maybe it was in this one.
And then that one talks about other mansions, I think.
Yeah. So she's in the CIA.
And she's speaking to these people. Like I said, she did the roles thing earlier in this comment. She's saying, FYI, Madonna, I am currently.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
She's speaking to these people, but they never reply.
Nobody does.
Nobody does.
And, but her. Because every single one of these, again, they have their own emoji reaction. And
yeah.
Most of the time, it changes, actually. It's like a surprise or a sad face or sometimes it's just a like. But there's no more. There's another little FYI at the end of that one.
This is what makes me think she's not crazy is that you can, like we said, say mm-hmm. she'll put something and then she'll think, oh, where could I have slipped up there? What crack do I need to fill in?
Yeah, exactly.
And it should be, and like, and another thing.
Adds it. And this becomes this big, long. I mean, literally, if you put that much effort into some shit like this, I mean, you got yourself, I don't know, a Song of Ice and Fire length stuff here
over the years.
The last 2 years, she's wrote
a Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah, 500,000 words at least. I mean, it's just insane. So I don't know. We did this because we've been talking about it for so long, and
I've been dying to talk about it.
It's just,
but how do you do it?
Yeah, how do you exactly? Yeah. We didn't, because again, if she's like, seriously, like something's changed since we've been in touch with her on a regular basis working, and you did run into her. Is she crazy or is she just lying? I think she's full of shit, because I think I can see what's happening. Because we all go through these when you get a little older. You start reminiscing, you play some old videos, you look through old yearbooks.
Yeah.
And she literally puts herself in these alternate realities. And it's based off a little smidgen of truth, because she did go to Europe a little bit as a kid.
So she can say she's seen things. That's a polygraph seeing things.
Exactly.
Probably.
But she's not thinking that how we all know her and where she's worked and how many years and how we went to school with her and all that stuff.
We can remember our lives.
Exactly.
From 1979, 84, like 76, 79, 82 with the Go-Go's, 84 with Madonna.
Right.
And you keep going 86, Tears for Fears or whatever it is. Like, if she was doing all that, she would be legendary around here.
Yes.
I mean, no kid does that and keeps it a secret.
No, it would be one of those things where you see, like, you come into town, the sign, home of blankety blank.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry, Miss.
Miss. Blankety blank. Crown.
crown. Oh, the crown emoji. So anyway, I don't know how to. It's so weird.
It is.
So
it probably would look like if you say maybe would have done a video on your channel with where you edited it and could put the screenshots up.
Yes.
Like maybe this isn't as entertaining, but hopefully us reading it was fun, because that's what I would always do for him, and he would do it right back for me in the living room and be like, oh, listen to this.
Yes. I mean, so this became like a personal little thing where it was like our little, it was, started with James and then filtered over to me. Because I get it. When you see some craziness or whatever,
yes, you got to share.
It's gold. You want to share the gold. It's just like any other TV show or something. And this is, I mean, I think it's internet gold. And the idea I wanted to do was get a conversation going.
Yes, if there's some way.
I didn't want to, like, so just go in there and say, come on, you're full of shit. I know you did this. Because we do
know.
Can't
do that.
But I wanted to see if she'd respond to the Facebook thing first. And see what the response was. Now, maybe if it was a person she knew or a name that she recognized, maybe she would. I don't know. But the last one got deleted, so I don't know what to do anymore. Because I keep saying, Kevin, please let me just say something. No, I want to read this shit tonight.
I need it in my life.
I just cracked at this motherfucker.
I mean, because I like to, like, go through the videos that she posts where she says she's at.
It's almost like
who would watch this video and say, hey, that's me?
It's almost like Forensic Files. That's
yes.
your thing.
Yeah,
you want to go through and, like, disprove her.
Yeah.
But I don't have any outlet. But at
for
some
it.
Point, yeah, you got to say it to her. Like, at some point, you got to say, look, I watched this whole video, and you can put a screenshot up and send it to her and post it right there.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you got to do that to see what happens.
Got to. Yeah.
I just want to say,
how did you take all these absences from school?
Did you have a tutor
over there? And, you know.
Because she's thinking, like you said, she's trying to fill in all the cracks, but she's not thinking that the people reading this.
Yeah.
Know everything about her and worked with her, went to school with her, and we know where she was in 1984.
Right.
Or, you know, in our case, the early, mid-90s or
and
whatever.
Like we said, she was kind of a wild child, so maybe there was a time where she was in a rehab or expelled from school or something, and then in her mind, she can use those windows of time to say,
like,
that's
if somebody
what
ever
I was questioned
her
all this.
Her. But that's the thing. It's curious. Is nobody ever replying, or is she deleting replies? Like, when you're asleep.
Right.
I don't think
so.
Dude. Because we've never seen, like, we would catch something, and there's been none.
What if you were sitting at a bar alone and struck up a conversation with her?
Oh, my God.
And she's telling you she went to Princeton, and she's, you know, some royal, I don't know. I mean, like, how did...
Dude, I mean...
What would happen? I know this has had to happen in her life.
I mean, yeah, because if she came by and told you, somebody she knows very well,
yeah,
I can't really talk about it. She's doing it in real life, too.
Yeah, and that's me on your arm, Like, yeah, from what the hell?
Yeah. So she's in the CIA.
Yeah.
Basically, is what she's saying.
She's a runway model.
She's a runway model. She's been. She's a music video tramp star.
Madonna's body double.
She's Madonna's body double and best friend and Tears for Fears.
Yes. Dude.
She was the first to be called this name in America. Right. She's known as this in America,
yeah.
Implying that she is known as other things in Europe and around the world internationally.
Yeah.
She stopped war. She's on the Ivy League board, whatever it is. She's done so many things.
Invented Facebook.
Invented Facebook on top of that and got it stolen from her. If she's so smart, how'd she get stolen? There's more to that.
She's talking about getting money owed to her. About it and stuff that we haven't mentioned.
And in reality, royalties. In reality, she's sitting, you know.
I think she has an apartment at the beach on a coastal town that I'm not going to name.
Yeah.
And
she's just browsing, bored. Browsing Facebook and like creating these fantasies, putting herself in these little fantasies. Is it insanity? If you're crazy, do you know you're crazy? That's a good question. I don't know.
Is that part of the litmus test to being crazy?
I don't know.
I don't know. Either,
I don't know how we.
I just know that if I ran into her with my gullible ass and did not know her, and I mean, if she started speaking like that would be red flags for me.
Right, right.
But if she could hold a decent conversation. I bet she fools some people. I really do, especially lonely dudes.
Well, to me on here, though, when again, I haven't seen, you know, because this is like her 18th account, you know, so I think people just read it. Probably more people like us and go, oh, my God, what is it today?
They have to be because somebody would comment on this.
But if you stop reading, you know, the Facebook algorithm works. If you stop reading something, you just won't see their post anymore. So, like, it's really sad, honestly.
Yeah.
Because the only person that we ever saw respond was her mother. One time, she said, remember, you were born and whatever, mm-hmm. basically calling her out.
Saying, check your facts.
Exactly. Yeah. And then she cussed her out and probably blocked her.
Yeah.
So nobody ever responds. And that's why I wanted to start seeing if she would respond.
I'll bet you other people read this and don't respond because they're like, this is total fiction. How can I even begin?
What do you do? Do you start calling her out saying, what are you talking about? I saw you last night over here on fucking East 22nd Street.
Right.
I mean, and you're supposed to be in Scotland in some secret beach?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
It's very rare, I believe, that somebody can be friends with, you know, the mafia and the Hells Angels and stuff, but yet be Ivy League.
Mm-hmm. Madonna.
Know, like... Trying
LA,
to think of somebody.
LA Valley girl.
Who's closest to that in real life?
To all that?
Yeah, yeah. Who? It could be a movie character or like the most interesting man in the world kind of guy.
There you go.
Who has had that kind of life?
Nobody. That's insane.
I think, what's that writer's name that did the acid and Johnny Depp played him?
I know what you're talking about.
Son of a bitch. The Fear and Loathing... In Las Vegas, the hell, he had lived a wild life.
But not this wild. Not this wild.
And, yeah, it's...
You don't have enough years for the shit this girl's done.
I have got to figure out this name. It's driving me crazy.
I hate having a fucking brain fart for getting a damn name.
I can picture a dude, bald-headed. Hunter S. Thompson, son of a bitch. He had a very... crazy life where he dealt with intellectual people and rich people and wild ass redneck type gun shooting. I think he rode with the Hells Angels for a while to write a piece. Like he would do Gonzo type writing.
Right,
recording.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe she. I don't know. No, she didn't.
No,
this is all fake.
It's all
just fantasy.
It is fantasy. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how to wrap this up, honestly. It was just something we had to...
Tell us stories, man.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen people like this? Because I'm sure there's got to be a few people, like, reading this stuff like you are.
How should
or whatever.
We pursue this?
Yeah, should I start responding again as a different, like myself?
Yeah, let y'all like, drive this.
Yeah, yeah, because we could do a follow-up. Yeah. I mean, you know, would it be like, hey, how you been? Just a start? As me, or do the other dude, you know what I'm saying, and ask questions. But maybe. not like just jump on her.
Or do both.
Or both. Yeah, there you go. Because then
you got two people out
of the blue.
That's
a good idea. That's a good idea. You have, Mike come in and say something, and then I come in and, what's up, man? How are you? And then she gets trust.
I thought you were going to say, let him say something shitty. You take up for her.
That's true. Well, that too. There
and
you
then
go.
You build some kind of.
But then it's like, that's gray area. Am I manipulating her just for entertainment?
Okay. I didn't think about that. There are ethical.
Yeah, there's ethical concerns. I don't want to make fun of crazy people. I really don't.
We
know this girl, and it's just lies.
It's
a fantasy. There's something loose there. There's something loose, but I mean.
At some point, you gotta stop. I mean, like, know your limitations. Okay, you can say I'm on a private beach. You don't have to say it's guarded.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You could have been invited there by somebody.
Sure.
So you could lie like that. Say, picture me on a private beach. All right. You could get by with saying you went to a college that. You can't get by with saying Ivy League committee and
Harvard and Yale, Princeton and Yale.
I mean,
come on.
You got to have your limits.
I'm surprised that she has not worked with Bob Lazar in Area 51.
Fucking A. Maybe she just hadn't got there
yet. If she watches that documentary, that'll be the next post.
Thank you.
And then it can tie all this together.
You
all
really
these
did nail that when you said that. She watched The Social Network.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And then that was born from that. She gets, like some people do, you start listening to old videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you'll
see a post about it. She watches the video. She thinks about...
Well, shit.
That
would have
been
like
a fun time.
Yeah, that looks like me, kind of. I mean, it's blurry as fuck because it was made
Nobody
in 1978.
Nobody can dispute it.
Exactly. And they don't really know how old I am, but yet they do.
Right.
I mean,
no, she does keep that awfully vague.
Yeah, but
there.
We can do basic math. I mean, come on. But
so, yeah,
anyway.
Tell us what to do here.
What do we do? How do we
help
end this?
Help me with my addiction.
Was this dumb? Was this entertaining? Because we got to get James off this crack somehow.
I'm sure probably this podcast... kind of got up to speed about halfway through, and the last half was probably better than the first.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe the last half was worse.
We're still noobs to this, and this one's the most insane thing.
This is insane.
It's not really a topic, but it don't matter. It don't matter. Tell us what to do, please.
Liars, exaggerators, and bullshit artists. Artists. That's a good name for this video.
There you go. I mean, it did remind me, though, of Crazy People the movie. Vavo, they're boxy, but they're good. I mean, she'd be good at that job.
Oh, I forgot. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a
Jaguar.
That's a good movie.
For men who like hand jobs from women they barely know.
I forgot.
You know, that was great.
Boxy, but safe.
Yeah, boxy, but good.
Yeah. That's freaking crazy.
Anyway, so yeah, we'll let it go. Thank you guys for, if you're still here.
If you're still here, I would be amazed.
Yeah, I know. We'll see. I don't know what to expect.
If you're her, don't send a hit on us.
No, please. We're just poking.
We admire your
We actually appreciate the creativity.
Yeah.
And the internet gold because it gives us content. So anyway, I guess we're good. I guess I don't really know.
Yes.
We'll see how it goes.
All right.
But until next time in episode 42,
ooh,
we'll let it fade to black.